series of big summer events start Friday. The Big Butler Fair, we had Commissioner Leslie Oche on earlier with Rich Fitzgerald, talk about that. And then leading into the 4th of July celebration in the city, it is actually on the 4th next Thursday. And also arriving AnthroCon 2024. And John Cole is the public outreach man. He's the director of what you hear about AnthroCon, better known as the Furries. John, how you doing?
I am great, Larry. It is great to hear your voice again as well.
Yeah,
I
appreciate you being on with us. Thanks for joining us. And the first thing I heard is when you finally set the dates here in Pittsburgh, the hotel rooms went in minutes, 11,000 rooms. Boom.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't expect that. We had to reach out to additional hotels to start securing extra space. Right now, AnthroCon is going to be hosting attendees in 22 hotels downtown, and we are going to actually have six shuttle bus routes, ferrying people around from the convention.
So take us through the process of what's going to go on while all the furries are gathered in Pittsburgh. Uh-oh. Did I lose John? All right, we'll try to get John right back on. We lost a connection. Hang on. Don't go away. We've reestablished contact with John Cole with AnthroCon. So, John, my question was, what's going to happen while all these people are gathered here in Pittsburgh, all the furries?
So there's going to be a lot going on, Larry. Starting on even the 4th of July, people are coming in earlier and earlier. A number of musicians, they're furry musicians that attend and support AnthroCon, they're going to be doing a free concert down at Market Square on the 4th of July between about 11:30 and 1:30. That is free to the public, and it's open to the public, so anyone there can join in. That's being done in conjunction with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. On the 5th, the Friday, we're very fortunate to have a guest from Japan. He is an acrobat who performs in fursuit. He's going to be doing a stage performance, a one-day performance in the convention. So that is a ticketed event. You have to be a member of AnthroCon to do that. On Saturday, during the parade will happen right around 2 o'clock. But after the parade, not only will we have a block party going on, but AnthroCon has arranged to have a screening of the Don Bluth classic, The Secret of NIMH, down at the Harris Theater on Liberty Avenue. That is something that people can purchase box office tickets from directly through the Harris Theater. There's a lot more that's going on. There are a lot of discounts and restaurants that are working with us. There are more and more things. We've got the Clipper Cruise Line that's going to be running cruises with fursuiters on it all, you know, pretty much all weekend. Everybody is just super excited. We have over 12,000 people that pre-registered for the event. And to give you some scope, that or to some comparison, we had 13,500 that attended in total last year. So we almost hit that number just with pre-registration. So we're expecting well over 15,000 attendees this year.
And then, John, will all of the attendees, I assume, at some point dress up?
Well, only about 20 to 25% of our attendees have costumes. They are very expensive. They can range anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 all the way up to $8,000 to $25,000 per costume.
Oh, wow.
So not everybody has one. A lot of people who have them, they love walking around the block party, walking around Pittsburgh, taking photographs and, you know, meeting people. But for those that don't, a lot of our attendees are also artists, writers, musicians, stand-up comics. There's a lot going on both in downtown as well as in the convention. Some of our musicians might even be doing like free street performances during the block parties. You might see them. Our marching band that we have arranged will also be out there.
So, John, for those that don't know, they obviously very visual. It brightens up town. I mean, it's a cool thing to see. However, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that, why do these people do this? What is the attraction?
You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of theories and questions about it. Essentially, it's a lot of fun. You know, if you think about sci-fi conventions, why do people dress up as Star Wars or Star Trek characters? If you have anime conventions, why do people dress up as their favorite characters there? It's the same concept. The difference is all of those groups are what we call consumer conventions. You're consuming pre-existing work of someone else and you're cosplaying or costuming as their characters. Most of these people have created their own original character. and they dress up or draw pictures and commission artwork of the character they've created themselves. So they're considered producer. It's a producer convention rather than a consumer convention.
And is it too late for someone to sign up?
It is not. As I mentioned, we had over 12,000 people pre-register, but anybody who wants to come to AnthroCon, whether you want a costume or just kind of take in some of the events, you can register on site. That will be happening at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Hall D. Prices will be listed on the website because they do go up just a bit when you do on site. We are anticipating somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 3,000 to 4,000 plus people will register on site. There's a lot of people to meet, a lot of great artists, a lot of musicians, and a lot of good times to be had. We're anticipating a banner year.
This is going to be the biggest ever. Already sounds like it is. John, I appreciate you jumping on this morning. Maybe we'll catch you early in the week as you get ready to greet everybody coming from as far away as Japan to be here.
We do have people from all six inhabited continents that will be attending AnthroCon. We're working on Antarctica, but the penguins are having some visa problems. So we're working on that.
Yeah, the penguins are having problems. They didn't make the playoffs for 2 years, but that's another story.
Right.
John Cole, we appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you. You take care, Larry.
You got it. John's the public outreach director for AnthroCon. Good guy. This is the Big K Morning Show. If you want to reach out to any of us on the air, you can go to the Instant Access just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. Coming up right after the news at 9:30 with Paul Rasmussen, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchor woman, and of course, Marty's wife will be in. We'll talk about breaking news and Kidsburg, kidsburg.org. If you're looking for something to do with your kids this summer, and who isn't if you got kids, this is a great resource, and we appreciate Christine coming in. Then we'll talk to Marty, and he's got a short shift today because we're carrying Pirates baseball, the Bucks and Reds. First pitch at 1:10, and it's the rubber match after the Pirates won last night. And then the Bucks, they'll be headed out back home next week. Looking forward to them being in town for the holiday weekend. Major news stories. This one got a lot of attention yesterday, and you may wonder why. A judge has accepted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's plea, a deal allowing him to fly back to Australia as a free man. He left the courthouse in Saipan without taking questions after pleading guilty to one felony count of violating the U.S. Espionage Act. A judge sentenced him to time served, and he was walking out of the courtroom. They tried to get him to answer, but he wasn't talking. So you wonder why, how he made this deal. That's the subject of a lot of conjecture. Severe thunderstorms threatening the Midwest again, including an opportunity for that to happen here this afternoon. Paul and I talked about that. You'll get some details coming up. We have Joe Lundberg from AccuWeather says there is definitely a possibility of developing storms as a low front will bring us much more comfortable air tomorrow with plenty of sunshine. But the thunderstorms have been creating, these are the heavy rainfall areas in the Midwest. CBS's Tom Hansen.
More than 3 million people across four states live in areas impacted by the flooding. Sections of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are still on the rise. A rail bridge connecting Iowa and South Dakota collapsed. Part of it is now submerged in the Big Sioux River, which crested at a record 45 feet.
Then you have an unusual heat wave we experienced last week. I mean, it's still warm, but we're not into the 90s. And that's kind of shifted south. And then out west in Arizona, they've been in excess of triple digits for weeks on end. And as crews continue to fight, those fires developed in New Mexico. There's fires in California, too. Emergency responders searching through burned areas. They're looking for victims.
In the past few days, rain along with cooler weather and high humidity have helped firefighters battle the flames, which were first reported over a week ago. In all, the fires charred about 40 square miles and at least two deaths were confirmed. Officials say some 1,500 structures were destroyed or damaged. Donya Backus, CBS News.
And I don't know if you heard, but there is a presidential debate tomorrow night from Atlanta, Georgia on CNN. KDK Radio will be covering the debate live here, so if you're out and about, we'll keep you posted. 90 minutes between Donald Trump and Joe Biden at 9 o'clock. No opening statements, no audience, and muted mics between questions, so the showdown could draw the largest audience of the 2024 race. The earliest candidates at any time in history here have debated, and this is before their convention, so it's very atypical. Political analyst Larry Sabo doubts that the format, no live audience, and mic off will do much to mask the dislike between Biden and Trump.
Parts of it will be unpleasant and extremely negative, and they will attack each other for absolutely everything.
That's kind of what everybody anticipates. And then earlier, just a couple days ago, Donald Trump said this.
So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's... They want to strengthen him up.
Referring to juiced up, they felt during State of the Union, the last time that Joe Biden spoke in front of our congressional leaders, that they implied that he was juiced up. So they're going to juice him up for the debate tomorrow night. I guess if he does well, that's what the Trump side will say. And then, of course, the other side saying, no, we've been misrepresented. So I know this. There's a lot of interest in just seeing how it goes, though I don't think a lot of minds will be changed overall. If you're aligned with Trump, you're aligned with Trump. And if you're aligned with Biden, you're aligned with Biden. There's probably very few people that will change their vote just based on seeing the debate. Although curiosity is king, a lot of people wondering the cognitive issues that Joe Biden and the Trump campaign have accentuated. How real are they? How extensive? And vice versa. So it'll be interesting. And again, we're covering the debate here on KDK, then full coverage the next morning with reaction from local Democrats and Republicans and our audience members, too, and political analysts. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday we welcome Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, of course, Marty's wife. Good to see you, Christine.
Great to see you, Larry.
I love that you bring us all this stuff, especially for parents to keep their kids busy, especially during summer. But before we get into all that, you just saw another great show.
Oh my gosh. Pittsburgh CLO, you know, does these series of summer musicals. And I saw the first one. We talked about that the other weekend with West Side Story. It was amazing. Marty, we, the whole family went. But this one, I have to tell you, is even better. I just saw The Color Purple last night. It was so fantastic. It's probably one of the best musicals I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of musicals because I love musical theater.
Right.
I mean, people might know the story. I actually had not seen the movie, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I kind of went in like not expecting to like it that much because I knew it'd be heavy. You know, I knew it was like a very serious topic. And I thought, how can you do that in a musical? Well, let me tell you, they did it so well. It was amazing.
That movie with Danny Glover and actually...
Oprah was in it, right?
Oprah was in it. She had a role in it. She was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then Whoopi Goldberg was the star. And it was a heavy movie, but it was well done. But I had the same thought. I'm like, how can they turn that into a musical? But you loved it.
Oh my gosh. The music is beautiful. It's literally, I think, the first... musical I've ever been to where there was a standing ovation in the middle of the show, not at the end too, but in the middle of the show when this woman sang this song. I mean, she killed it. Everyone stood up like crying. It was just incredible. I was moved to tears. It was so beautiful, so well done. So highly recommend if you can go there. And just to remind people, you know, this one might be good for teenagers and older, but some of the other kids coming up, some of the other shows coming up might be better for kids, like Seussical, Young Frankenstein. Remember, there's only 10, you can get tickets for kids for $10.
Well worth it.
It's amazing. And then if you don't really like driving into town, they've got the show shuttle where you can, you know, get on the little Molly's trolleys from around the area. So they're making it easy. And I highly recommend if you can go this weekend. It's fantastic.
Pittsburgh CLO's The Color Purple. All right, we got a guide here. It says 10 things to do this weekend.
Yeah, every week Kidsburg puts out these guides. You got to get our newsletter, sign up for it. You'll be the first to know. There's so many fun things going on, including the Butler Fair, a lot of fun outdoor things. But one of my favorites is the Open Streets Pittsburgh. This happens three times every summer where they shut down some of the streets in Pittsburgh. And this weekend, it's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, and it's in the Hill District. So they're going to go 3.5 miles. I shouldn't say the Hill. It starts in the Hill District or ends one way or the other. And you can bike from there through downtown, through Market Square, across the Roberto Clemente Bridge, and into the north side. And the whole area is shut down for only non-electric modes of transportation.
You mean like old school, you have to pedal?
Anything that's not motorized, yes. And trust me, you will see everything that's not motorized, from rollerblades to roller skates to unicycles, wheelchairs, skateboards, a lot of bicycles. That's what I like to do because you can see the whole thing. It's fantastic. It's a real fun festival atmosphere. There's line dancing and yoga and little booths with pop-up shops and stuff in addition to all the businesses.
Let's talk about summer camps. Parents think about this maybe all winter, and here it is. Is it too late to jump and get involved in one of these summer camps?
Well, it's not. And that's why I wanted to bring it up because, you know, our youngest is now 13 and we're kind of on the tail end of summer camps. But I learned about a summer camp Vincent is in this week from Kidsburg's guide. And this is why I want to point out that you can still use this no matter what age your kids are. And if you're still thinking, you know what, we're halfway through summer, my kids need something to do this week or next week, there are still a lot of really cool open ones. So the one my son is in, which I would highly recommend for next year for any kid who's interested in computer science, it's the Air Force Academy Cyber Security Camp at Pitt.
Oh, I like that.
It's really neat. It's free, which is really hard to find, and really wonderful that these kids get this experience. But they're learning about what cybersecurity is. They're talking with experts and people who teach at Pitt about it. So that's been a really great experience. But I checked out some of the ones that still have openings for the summer, and I saw that the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has a really cool one open for kids in elementary grades called Global Art Explorers. They're going to look at all the art downtown. Dragon's Den still has some openings. They're that really cool ropes course in the church in Homewood.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got programming. It's not just the ropes course. They do a lot of really cool programming all day long for kids. Venture Outdoors has some camps opening, including one called Cycling Through Summer, where in addition to cycling, you go geocaching, hiking, fishing. So let me tell you, there's still plenty of camps open for kids to do. And, you know, I know a lot of times they're expensive, and that can be cost prohibitive, but ask about scholarships because a lot of them do offer scholarships.
That's great. And 70 plus camps to explore at kidsburg.org. And finally, Kidsburg now has its own podcast, and it's had it for a little while, and that's an opportunity there just to do stuff that magic or whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of parents are going on road trips or might have long drives to vacations. And I thought, you know what, this is a great chance to listen to the Kidsburg podcast because you're thinking, what is something that parents and kids are all going to want to listen to together? And this is what this is for parents and kids to listen to together. So our most recent one that just came out is featuring an interview with Mr. Macedo. He is known around the world as a magician for the interlocking rings magic trick. And he does it, you know, he kind of describes it while he's doing it in the studio for us. But he has the most amazing stories about how he became a magician. I mean, it's not an easy job. Like, a lot of kids would probably love to be a magician, right?
At least do a few tricks at minimum.
He tells us wonderful stories about how he ended up at a party at David Copperfield's house, didn't even realize he was there, is doing his tricks for him. I mean, just really fun stories and really inspirational about how through hard work you can really achieve your dreams. So that's one of our inspirational interviews. We have an inspirational interview in every podcast, but we also feature a Pittsburgh hidden gem. So a place that maybe you've never been to or maybe never even heard of, like the Hope Haven Farm Sanctuary, where you can pet and interact with really cool animals up in the Wexford area, the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, the Assemble place in Garfield. And then one of my favorite segments that we do in each podcast is called Spill the Tea with Teens. So we have teenagers ask other teenagers questions that we as parents want to know. So, for example, in this most recent one where we feature Mr. Macedo, we asked the kids, if you had kids, what kind of phone rules would you put in place? And so it's very illuminating.
I like that.
To hear what the kids have to say. We also ask them things like, what can parents do to have a better conversation with you? Or what is it really you like about TikTok or YouTube? So it's kind of cool because the kids are asking kids, so I think they're a little bit more open.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to hear what they have to
say.
It's
really fun to hear. Each podcast is only from like 20 to 30 minutes. And just go on our kidsburg.org. We can link you to where you can find that.
Thank you, Christine. And coming up, we'll talk to Marty about what he's got planned. That starts right after the news at 10. By the way, if you're searching for a retirement place to call home, look no further than Friendship Village of South Hills. That's friendshipvillagepa.com for details. Marty Griffin.
That could be me and you.
Retirement home.
Please. Larry, we could kick some ass. And, hey, Larry, the old ladies, they love me. Oh, man.
I'm not going to deny it.
Like a fly on poop. I mean, they just bam.
They do. They love you. Marty's here for a short show because we've got Pirates baseball.
Who's the hot blonde?
That is Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchor woman who happens to be your wife of 21 years.
Oh, yeah. Girls, they love me.
You didn't go to The Color Purple.
No, amazing show. Unbelievable movie. You know? I wish I had.
Yeah.
But I was holding down the fort, Larry.
I understand. Meanwhile.
So, couple things. One of the most aggravating things about big government is how they can't do the small things. And these idiots, and I mean that in the nicest way, at the city, they still don't have the fountains working, Larry. My brother. Come on, man.
It's going to be July 4th next week.
Come on, Larry. Let me say this. If there's a toilet broken in my house, that toilet gets fixed that afternoon.
Yeah, but you have Ken.
No, we have plumbers out the wazoo. We get work done. If there's a hole in our ceiling, we get the hole fixed. If the washer's broken, we fix the washer. If there are hundreds of fountains in the city not working on a Monday, Larry, if I'm the boss, I'm having a meeting. And I'm saying, in the nicest way, and Patrick knows this because we're in meetings all the time. If those fountains ain't fixed, everybody here is being changed out. Because that's the way the world goes, man. And when the city fails, it fails at the smallest level, Larry. Back in the day in New York when Rudy Giuliani mattered, because he doesn't matter anymore, they had this broken window policy. If you broke a window, you got arrested. They turn around the economy. They turn around, Patrick, you know this. They turn around crime. New York became the most prominent city on earth because the mayor decided to do the right thing. This mayor says, nah.
All
and
right.
By the way, he won't come on this show, and I'm trying to figure out why. And I'm going to go down myself to City Hall to figure out why. I'm serious.
More to come with Marty. Get Marty and Christine and Patrick,
smoking
too.
Hot blonde.
Woo! From the PJ
She's sitting here in a bathing suit if you're watching online.
Oh, God, no.